America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us today? Will you help us that we might have genuine revival, Lord, in our own hearts, in our own churches, in our own nation, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm looking at some results of prayer and fasting. Now, I looked at Nineveh, and then I looked at Ezra. And let me just look at another result right here of prayer and fasting. Missionaries were sent out of the early church by prayer and fasting. Acts 13:3, the Bible said, it's talking about Paul and Barnabas. The Bible said, and when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and they sent them away. Now, we ought to pray and fast before we send out preachers. Did you know that? You know, prayer and fasting is a great tool, and it helps us to know the will of God. You know, when you fast, you can think clearer. Did you know that? You can think clearer. And so we stay so full of food that it affects us. And you know, very little preaching. I am 59 years old, and I've been saved for 48 years. And I have never heard but maybe one entire message on fasting. And then I preached a message on fasting one time. And I've never heard very little, but we ought to bring this back in our preaching. And folk, not only should we preach it, but we ought to practice it. Because there's power in it. Amen. And in our churches, it would help us, prayer and fasting would help us choose the right people. Now, it would cut down on some of these people going to the mission field and staying for 6 months and then decided they didn't need to be there, so they came home after they worked all that support and bring a shame on the mission board, the church, and themselves. You see, when God calls you to a place, amen, he wants some stickability about that. You see, and God's not in this changing fields every 2 years. God's not in that. He's just not in it. Amen. And if God calls you, so Paul and Barnabas were approved by the church, but how were they approved? By prayer and fasting. We've got too many failures in the ministry. Now, I do not glory. I do not want to glory in any man's failure in the ministry. Let me say to you that any man ought to make sure he's called to do what he's going to do. We should not recruit missionaries. They ought to be called of God. Now, we can present the need. We can present. By the way, there is a great need. There's a great need across the world. There's a great need right here in the United States. But I want to say this to you. God also wants us to get concerned about our local area again. You know that? God wants you and I to get concerned about the lost souls around your church. Now, you say, preacher, we're gospel hardened. You know, the devil's come up with that. Let me say this to you. It's tough in every place around the world. But God still wants some preaching right here at home. God still wants us to see people saved. How were our communities built 50 years ago? Let me tell you how they were built. They were built by men like Carl Lackey. I'll use him for example. Carl Lackey was the pastor of the White Plains Baptist Church. Why, Carl Lackey probably won half of Surrey County to God. I mean, Carl Lackey won some men to God. If Carl Lackey didn't win them to God, his wife did. And they were a great witness in Surrey County in North Carolina. What about Rayton Puckett? And these men and have gone on now. And of course, brother Bill Watts, I hardly ever call people that are alive on the radio, but Bill Watson over at Little Mountain, he's alive. He saw some of this in his day. In his young days, he saw this. He saw great revivals. And the Blue Ridge Baptist Camp Meeting came out of some of that.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.